ऊपर के पक्षी गिर कर मर जाते हैं। ये खल का स्वभाव होता है।
दिस इज द नेचर ऑफ अ खल मिस्क्रिएंट।
प्रसन्न होना चाहिए, उद्योग में नहीं आना चाहिए।
If somebody comes to somebody's house, he should be happy, not get angry like that. This is the nature of a miscreant. Especially when the Supreme Lord has come to his home. So he was thinking, who is this creating so much disturbance? The greatest victory of his home was that anybody who comes near his home should just die. Whether on top, on the sky, or nearby, on the banks, he should die. This was his victory. But who is this person who has come inside my waters, who is not dead? What's happening? He's playing in my waters. When the Lord first jumped in, he thought maybe some very big, huge elephant must have jumped in. Such a huge, thunderous, loud noise he made. Krishna made. Could not be an ordinary person. He thought must be some huge elephant. Whether it was an elephant or even any bigger elephant, any an animal, if he had jumped in the water, he would have died from the poison. But he was thinking, this is the opposite. His house, his home has been insulted. And he was not able to tolerate it. Then he started to move from the bottom of the hrad. He started to move. He had a very huge, very frightening body. He had many hoods. He came very in a very angry mood. Sukadev Goswami, for him, he says, the snakes, they hear from their eyes. The snakes don't have ears. They can manage hearing by their eyes. Just like we have this tongue, the same sense, the tongue, it does two jobs, speaks and tastes. Therefore, in all the senses, this one is the most powerful, tar madhye jivayati. In all the senses, this the tongue is most powerful, and as it is, the whole body is avidya jal, a bag of ignorance. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, sharira vidya jal. This whole body is, material body is a jal, network of avidya, ignorance. And in this body, the senses, they're actually death, kal, for the living entity. Always these senses are anxious to enjoy sense gratification. And within all these senses, jivayati, the most dangerous one is the tongue. This tongue has a very contaminated intelligence. Always it's looking for tasty things to taste. In this world, to win over the tongue is very difficult.
Krishna bar dayamay.
But Krishna is very merciful to me. Krishna bara dayamay.
Jiva par jay prapt karne ke liye swa prasad anadilav hai.
To win over this tongue, swa prasad anadilo bhai. He has given us his own prasad.
Apna prasad anna diya hai. Us anna ko khana chahiye bhagwan ka kirtan karo.
His prasad, anna, grain, he is given. We should eat those grains and do Krishna kirtan.
Is tarah se jiva jay ho jati.
In this way, the tongue is victorious.
Ek indriya hai, jiske do function hai, do karj hai.
So we have one sense, the tongue has two jobs, it does.
Isi tarah saap ke paas aankhein hoti hain aur aankhon se hi wo sunta hai to chakshu srava karta hai.
For the snake it's called chakshu srava. He has eyes from where he can see also.
Suna.
So he heard Kaliya. So from wherever the direction the sound was coming, he moved from the bottom of the bed, river bed, and in a very angry mood. He came, as he came from a little distance, he started looking at Krishna's form. As Kaliya is looking at the form of Krishna, Sukadev Goswami is describing how he is seeing.
Tam prechaniya sukumar dhanavadatam Sri Vatsapita basanam smita sundarasam Kriram tamapati bhayam kamalodarangrim sandasya marmasurusa bhujaya chachadam. Is a slok mein Kaliya ke.
In this sloka, Kaliya's demoniac nature is mentioned by describing the beautiful form of Krishna.
Itna sundar ladka khel raha hai jal mein, itna sundar hai phir bhi is dusht ke hriday mein.
Such a beautiful young boy is playing in the water, so beautiful. But this demon in his heart, he could not have any little tiny affection for this child in his heart. He is looking. How is Sri Krishna looking?
Prakshaniyascha sukumarascha ghanavad ujjolascha tam. Shri Krishna prekshaniya.
He's prekshaniya.
Dekhne yogya jo bhi vastu hai is vishwa mein hai, sabse adhik sundar bhagwan.
Whatever there is in this world worthy of seeing, the most beautiful is Shri Krishna.
Aise bhagwan ko bhi khal log nirakar kahte hain.
Such a beautiful Lord, the rascals, miscreants, callers, they call him impersonal, no form. Prekshaniya. Ikshaniya means one, the thing that is worth seeing. The Lord has given us eyes. He has given these eyes to see. But the success of seeing with these eyes is when we see the beauty of Krishna. The very first word Sukadev Goswami is giving is prekshaniya, worth seeing. By this it's proved that apart from Shri Krishna, nothing is worth seeing. Only Krishna is worth seeing. And how else does he look? Sukumara. His body, his form is very sukumar, tender.
Atse koval, mridul.
Mridul.
Swachh itna, itna nirmal ka jaise.
Very soft, small child. And swachh, nirmal.
घनवत उज्ज्वलम, घना अवदात्म, अवदात्म मतलब चमक रहा था, उजला।